Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we have Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. I'm Steve. First, the headlines. Commander of the main naval base leads the signing of Underwater Integrity Pact. Indonesia seeks truly good investments from European Union. Now the news in detail. Commander of the main naval base 6, First Admiral Sulaksono, led a ceremony to launch the development of integrity zones towards corruption-free areas and clean bureaucracy and the signing of Integrity Pact by Assistant Commander of the Main Naval Base 6 and the Head of Makassar Main Naval Base 6 Work Unit on Samalona Island Seabed. First Admiral Sulaksono in Makassar Saturday said the activity has a deep meaning, that the seafloor is an area that is still very clean. According to him, the intention to improve and things to be achieved must be done in a clean place, and one of them is under the sea, because the seafloor is a symbol that Makassar Main Naval Base 6 is ready to realize an area that is free from corruption and realize a clean and serviceable area of bureaucratic reform. Indonesian Ambassador to European Union Yuri Otamrin has extended an invitation to the business persons from EU nations to invest in Indonesia, while laying emphasis on realizing the aspirations for truly good investments. Ambassador Otamrin made the remark at ASEAN Trade and Investment Forum 2019, organized by the ASEAN Brussels Committee in Brussels, Belgium, noted a statement from Indonesian Embassy in Brussels received by Antara on Saturday. Ambassador Tamri elaborated on the idea of truly good investments sought by Indonesia that are basically investments that are sustainable and do not harm the environment, over added value, incorporate a transfer of technology, and employ the local labor force. Furthermore, the ambassador spoke at length on Indonesia's encouraging economic posture and notable potential as a trade and investment partner for EU. The General Election Commission affirms that a valid manual vote count is performed. Chairman of General Election Commission Arief Budiman stressed that the legitimate vote count in the elections was done manually and not digitally. This was said by Arief Budiman in Jakarta on Saturday, and Arief also added that intervention of information technology was for several things. Among others, the dissemination of information to the public becomes a means of controlling the organizers and participants of the election, as well as being a material consideration of policymaking. However, Arief also argued that such hoax must be eroded by cooperation and involvement of various related parties. In line with Arief, chairperson of Election Supervisory Agency Abhan added, election regulations including vote counting were open and transparent. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti reminded fishermen to catch fish using environmentally friendly nets, which do not catch small fish in national waters. Susi called on fishermen and fisheries entrepreneurs not to use gill nets with mesh sizes that are too small. This needs to be done so that the small fish do not get caught and have time to breathe. Through a press release received in Jakarta on Saturday, Susi said the use of nets with the right size of the net would support the availability of sustainable fish and help increasing the product and sales of fishermen. Susi invited fishermen to work together to eradicate illegal or unlicensed FADs at sea. Efforts to prevent corruption, collusion, and nepotism in public services continue to be carried out by the Ministry of Transportation's Directorate General of Sea Transportation. Not only by men, women also have big contribution in preventing corrupt behavior that can occur within the Ministry of Transportation. That was said by Director General of Sea Transportation R. Agus Hapronomo in Jakarta in his statement received by republika.co.id on Saturday. According to Agus, women's contribution in preventing corruption behavior can be started from the closest environment, namely the family. He said as a regulator in the field of shipping that is full of services and licensing, sea transportation people are required to provide professional and transparent services to the public. On this occasion, Deputy Chairperson of Corruption Eradication Commission, Basaria Panjaitan, also presented material on the role of women in preventing corrupt behavior. Container Service Operator of Tanjung Priok Port, Jakarta International Container Terminal or GICT, still makes the education sector the main program of corporate social responsibility. GICT's Deputy Managing Director, Riza Erifan in Jakarta, said on Saturday that the company's presence in the Tanjung Priok made all activities carried out certainly intersect with the community, so the company was called to run an education program since 2007. Riza conveyed that the GICT in making CSR programs always considered the factors of sustainable development. Riza explained the program that was considered successful was Learning House, received a gold award in 2 years, while the program Green Dog School won silver. Riza said that sustainable development goal is a global action that has been agreed upon by world leaders, including Indonesia, to end poverty, inequality, and protect environment that is expected to be achieved by 2030. The last item. Musical performance of Calentung, a typical Salaawi bamboo instrument, Garut Regency, broke the world record version of the record holder Republic. The music performance featured in the 2019 Garut Culture Enchantment was presented by hundreds of students dressed in batik attires. On Saturday, the record taker based in United States assessed the Calentung performance held at Garut Square. The performance appeared to break the world record, with the most participants being presented by 206 students in batik uniforms. In the record breaking, the participants brought two songs, namely the folk song and Indonesian Pusaka song, within 10 minutes. Vice President of Record Holder Republic, Lia Mutisari, in her official statement on Saturday, said that this type of musical instrument never existed and was included in a unique category according to the world. She hopes, hopefully, Calentung music instrument will be an inspiration for the cultural movement in making Indonesia famous in the eyes of the world. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on Tanjung Lesung declared safe to visit. The Sunda Strait tsunami due to the landslide of the Anak Krakatau Mountain on December the 22nd last year has destroyed almost all buildings around the coast of Banten, including the tourist area of Tanjung Lesung. After entering the third month after the tsunami, Banten, in particular Tanjung Lesung, rose again by carrying out various improvements, especially in the tourism sector, to regain the number of tourist visits. The Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya on Monday, April the 1st, presided over the socialization of tourism-friendly journalism in the context of tourism awareness movements in Tanjung Lesung Special Economic Zone in Banten. During a press conference, Minister Arif Yahya emphasized that the Sunda Strait region was safe to be visited by both domestic and foreign tourists after the tsunami. This, according to Arif Yahya, is based on intensive observation of the activities of Mount Anak Krakatau post-Sunda Strait tsunami, which has shown a decline in activity and no growing phenomenon. He added that the Mount Anak Krakatau status is now idle, down from level 3 or the alert level to level 2. The Minister of Tourism at Tanjung Lesung said that in order to facilitate tourist access to Tanjung Lesung, the process of making the Serang Panimbang toll road will be completed in 2020. Through this, the trip from Jakarta to Tanjung Lesung can be reached in less than 2 hours. In addition to other important toll road access, namely the airport. Additional facilities and renovation and rebranding of the coastal area were also carried out, starting from the construction of workation cabin, a concept of residence where tourists can work while traveling, or kinarya, which in Sanskrit means work or creation. Then renovation and the rebranding of the beach club, now called Lalasa Tanjung Lesung, new beach club, were also carried out. Lalasa itself means love in Sanskrit. It is hoped that all these efforts, accompanied by the support of the central and regional governments, can bring both local and foreign tourists who will raise the economy around the Tanjung Lesung Special Economic Zone in particular, and in Panimbang and Pandeglang in general. Well, that was spotlight of this week on Tanjung Lesung declared safe to visit. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. We'll begin with April 7th, 1948. WHO is established. In 1948, the World Health Organization organized the first World Health Assembly. It decided to celebrate World Health Day on April 7th every year, starting 1950. World Health Day is held to commemorate the establishment of WHO and is seen as an opportunity to draw the world's attention to becoming aware of major global health and problems each year. Turning now to April 7, 1994, genocide in Rwanda begins. The Rwandan genocide is a massacre of 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus by a group of Hutu extremists known as the Interahamwe that occurred in a 100-day period in 1994. This incident began on April 6, 1994, when Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana was shot and killed. Allegedly, the violent shooting was carried out as a protest against President Habyarimana's plan for the future of Rwanda. Habyarimana planned to carry out ethnic unity in Rwanda and share power with other ethnic groups. This triggered a massive ethnic massacre in Rwanda. Only a few hours after Habyarimana was killed, all places in Rwanda were immediately blocked. Special President Guards, with the help of French instructor, immediately took action that led to a massacre. They collaborated with Rwandan Interahamwe and Impuzamugambi militant groups. I'll end with April 7, 2017, the Stockholm attack. The Stockholm 2017 attack is a terror attack that occurred on April 7, 2017 at 2:53 local time. A man hijacked a freight truck and crashed into a crowd along the freeway and the door to the Ahlens department store in downtown Stockholm, Sweden. This attack killed at least 4 and injured a number of people. That was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Miss Karobi Hazarika in India. She is one of our regular listeners. In her email, she told that she was listening to our broadcast in English program through shortwaves on frequency 3325 kHz on March 26, 2019 at 13:35 hours UTC with the SYNPO 43343. Hello, Miss Karobi Hazarika. Thank you for enjoying our program. Please send your criticism and suggestion for the progress of our broadcast. Thank you. Special for you, Miss Karobi Hazarika, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sudah berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu. Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang kurasakan.
Hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya
aku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu.
Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hati buatku bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Pencaksilat Titans Indonesia and South Africa. The South African Pencaksilat Association, PPSSA, celebrated the 10th anniversary of its journey in preserving and developing the traditional martial art of Indonesia, Pencaksilat, in Johannesburg, South Africa, on Sunday, March 31st. The event was participated in by 200 people, comprising representatives from South African government and ambassadors of friendly countries such as Turkey, Singapore, and Malaysia. Indonesian Ambassador to South Africa, Salman Al-Farisi, in his press statement received by Antara on Monday, April 1st, said the event was also attended by former Indonesian Ambassador to South Africa, as well as founder of the South African Pencaksilat Association, Sugeng Raharjo. On the occasion, the South African Pencaksilat Association invited 6 pencaksilat coaches from Indonesia who introduced the martial art in South Africa 10 years ago. For 2 weeks, these Indonesian coaches were invited to enhance and develop the skills of instructors and members of the South African Pencaksilat Association. In addition, they will take part in a belt testing and the coaching of Hijaiyah gymnastics. As reported by Antara, the Hijaiyah gymnastics is the kind of gymnastics whose movements are based on the philosophy of 30 Arabic letters or Hijaiyah. On the occasion, Indonesia Ambassador to South Africa, Salman Al-Farisi, remarked that colonialism had united Indonesian and African nations despite of the distance separating the two countries. He pointed out that South African Pencaksilat Association has contributed to boosting the relationship between Indonesia and South Africa. Ambassador Salman Al-Farisi also handed over some pencaksilat equipment to a pencaksilat instructor, Ammar De La Rey, who fluently speaks Indonesian. Currently, there are around 26 Pencaksilat students from various age groups who practice Pencaksilat twice in a week at the South African Pencaksilat Association. All the Pencaksilat students and staffs of the South African Pencaksilat Association are required to learn Indonesian as the program is conducted in the language. The celebration of the South African Pencak Association's 10th anniversary was also attended by Shafiq Morton, the author of a book titled From the Land of Spices to Cape Town, The Life and Time of Tuan Guru. The book tells about the story of Tuan Guru, a nobleman from Tidore, Maluku, Indonesia. Tuan Guru had significant roles in establishing the civilization of Muslims at Cape Malay in South Africa. Shafiq hoped the representatives of Indonesian and South African governments who attended the event will suggest to their respective governments to name Tuan Guru the national hero of both Indonesia and South Africa. A number of performances marked the closing of the celebration of South African Pencaksilat's 10th anniversary, such as the performance of Saman Dance from Aceh Province, Pencaksilat Demonstration, and an Indonesian song, Indonesia Pusaka, performance by one of Bosmond citizens. Listener, that was my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Prafotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency 3325 kHz at 1300 hours until 1400 hours UTC on March 19, 2019, and the symbol was 25232. Hello, Mr. Prafotorov Kostiantin. Thank you very much for your reception report on our broadcast. Although signal in your country was not quite good, your reception report showed that you could monitor our broadcast quite clearly. Thank you. For you and other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Berbagi hanya dirimu paling mengerti. dan memahamiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Editor Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. The island of Bali, or known as the Island of Gods, does have natural beauty most visited by domestic and foreign tourists. It has all kinds of tours sought by visitors, therefore the island is one of the favorite tourist destinations in the world. If you visit Bali and want to get a calmer beach atmosphere, then Mangkuk Hijau Beach or the Green Bowl Beach is the answer. Mangkuk Hijau or the Green Bowl Beach or Bali Cliff Beach, that sometimes referred to as the Hidden Beach of Ungasan. Initially, this beach was named Bali Cliff Beach because on this beach cliff, there is the Bali Cliff Hotel. While the Hidden Beach of Ungasan is because its location that is pretty secluded or not yet known by tourists visiting Bali. It is located on Bali Cliff Highway, South Kuta, Badung, Bali. If you depart from the city of Denpasar, you can take the route to the direction of Garuda Wisnu Kencana, or better known as GWK. Then you can just follow the direction to find the former gate of the Bali Cliff Hotel. From here, you can take the direction to the left and arrive at the Green Bowl Beach. Currently, the Bali Cliff Beach has changed its name and is known as the Green Bowl Beach because at low tide you can see coral covered with moss on this beach and look like a green bowl. To enter it, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs. Green Bowl Beach is the right tourist spot for those of you who are looking for tranquility. Because of its remote location, this beach is not visited by many people, making it quieter than other beaches on the island of Bali. Traveling to this beach makes you feel that you are on a private beach. But to be able to reach this beach, you have to really prepare excellent stamina, because to get to the shore of the Green Bowl, you have to go down the stairs, which number is approximately 328, and to return, you have to climb the same number of steps. This beach has lush white sand, clear blue sea, complete with solid coral rocks. The waves on the beach are also quite big, so they can be used for surfing. The big and quite challenging wave is suitable for professional surfer. You can surf from morning to evening around 3 p.m. While you are surf sports lover, you who is still an amateur, is not recommended to surf on this beach. Here you can also spend your time sunbathing while reading, and for those of you who want to visit the beach, this Green Bowl should bring their own food and drinks, because on this beach there is no stall that sell food and drinks. So if you want to vacation in Bali, look for a rather long time and prepare stamina to visit this hidden beach. That was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we'll meet again. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. He was listening to our broadcast on March 18, 2019. Hello, Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarti. How are you? It has been a long time. We do not receive your reception report. Hopefully, you always stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, which is broadcasted through frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, for you, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Di dalam bahaya terjajar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Miss Eleni. South Sumatra is one of the largest coffee bean producing regions in Indonesia. Therefore, the coffee industry players in South Sumatra dream of someday coffee beans from South Sumatra will be known not only because of the large number, but also because of their high quality. Introduce the potential of South Sumatra coffee, various coffee-loving communities held Musi Coffee Culture last weekend. The chief executive of the program, Burlian Muhazan, said Musi Coffee Culture was driven by the Indonesian Specialty Coffee Association, South Sumatra, in collaboration with the Coffee Culture Association. The event was held on April 5th and 6th, 2019 at Jacobson van den Berg Building, Sekanak, Palembang City. It was also supported by the Creative Economy Agency and the South Sumatra Coffee Council. Burlian added, Musi Coffee Culture presented local coffee shops from every district and city in South Sumatra, brewed coffee competitions, workshops, talk shows, and photography competitions. This activity, themed Upstream South Sumatra Coffee Industry, aimed at introducing the best coffee beans produced by farmers. The event invited coffee farmers and introduced their coffee beans to coffee enthusiasts. In addition, Musi Coffee Culture was also an arena for coffee enthusiasts in Palembang to get to know various coffee beans native to South Sumatra, some of which have received geographical indication certificates. Meanwhile, Chair of the South Sumatra Specialty Coffee Association of Indonesia, SCAI, MS Iqbal Rudianto, ST, said that it was time for South Sumatra coffee to be introduced not only locally, but also abroad. Musi Coffee Culture is designed to inform the public about the extraordinary potential of South Sumatra coffee. That was Miss Eleni for today. See you on the next edition.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, before we end our listeners' mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. To conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Debar, melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiranmu. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Dididididom, dididom, degedegan daga digiduk. Berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita kan tebarkan senyuman. Kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiranmu. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Dididididom, degedegan daga digiduk. Berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita kan tebarkan senyuman.
Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku. berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Prisa Fidella. See you on the next English program.